What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Feel like it's been so long since I done it. I feel like I was missing something.
Yeah.
What'd I miss?
Nothing.
I didn't? Mm-hmm. Okay. Y'all, it's the first episode of the year. You know, we back from the break. A lot.
I'm trying to think. Did you miss something?
I might have missed something. It's been a while. I don't know. Go back and watch a different episode.
Oh, this is a podcast.
It's a podcast we do every week. I do that after that already.
Oh, you do it? Okay.
I don't know. But this is a podcast we do every week. We pretty much talk about all the good things. We talk about pretty much anything we damn well feel like it. But we talk about a lot of stuff. A lot of times it revolves around fathers, husbands, black men, whatever it may be. And we call it Let Us Tell It because it's like, hey, let us tell it. Let hear it from our mouths instead of somebody ignorant that don't know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We usually kick this off. We used to have a bunch of different segments, but because Pressure Bust Pipes, we always started off with getting something off our chest.
Yes.
First of all, before I let you go and get something off your chest, y'all, if y'all ain't part of one of our Patreons, y'all need to be on that because we've been talking to Patreon for what, 10 minutes?
We almost there.
About 6 to 10 minutes, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Having a good time, getting all the updates. Talking about why we're going to talk about that too. Mm. Go ahead, Goose.
Tenfold. Hey, I want to get this off my chest involving Airbnb hosts and their guests. I don't understand with Airbnb hosts why I say we because I was once an Airbnb host. Why people be feeling so comfortable with allowing people to do that extended stay stuff with the Airbnbs, knowing usually when that happens, it's not a good sign. When somebody gets in your Airbnb for 2 to 3 days and be like, hey, let me stay 2 more months.
Right.
You know some bullshit is about to happen. So stop doing that. This person posted on Instagram, and they said a long-term Airbnb rental. The lady didn't pay after a while, ends up owing them about $6,000 or did $6,000 in damages. The Airbnb host shows up to the house, you know, after the lady left. He finds the house destroyed, basically, and the lady that was staying there, he finds her father, elderly father, in a wheelchair in the back room by himself. The lady just abandons her dad.
Yes.
In a wheelchair by himself in this house. How evil are you, man?
I don't understand how, like, charges couldn't rack up. Like, neglect of the elderly. I don't know the charges, the legal system like that. But, like, that's if you are a caretaker for somebody, you are responsible for them.
I'm speechless. I don't even know how you. Why not just take him to the fire department?
Yeah.
If you're trying to just get rid of the man,
take a little wheelchair and push him in front of the door and run. Yeah. At least he in good hands.
That's what I'm saying. Ring the doorbell or something. Yeah. Hey, and go. But you left this man in an Airbnb.
Ring the doorbell.
There's a fire department.
Yeah.
Be gone. They got you on the camera and everything running off. But yeah, man, y'all just stop being so damn. That's just straight up evil. Like,
it really is.
What's the why? This man can't do. He in the wheelchair. I'm talking about just slumped over, and the Airbnb host comes in. He's like, "Where your daughter at?" And he like, "What? Huh?" Like,
yeah.
Stunned, like, oh,
dropped. He ain't got no nourishment,
man.
In him.
And they said he was dehydrated. And if you at a certain age, dehydration is deadly.
Yeah.
I mean, because it'll mess you up now as a young person. So, yeah, man. I hope they find the daughter. And sometimes you just need a nice, good slap across your face.
Yeah,
I mean. All five, like, well, not even the fingers, like that, the palm.
Yeah,
part.
That flat, that suction cup part right,
yes,
there that make that good just
just fire off on their ass. I need to get that off my chest because I can't imagine leaving one of my parents in a wheelchair, they can't get around, in a place that don't even belong to me, for them to just be found.
Man, I was, when I was contracted out at the airport, you know, we was doing construction, remodeling out there. There was a lady, she was traveling with her, I'm assuming it was like her grandmother or great-grandmother. She was younger, but she was like, had all their luggage and stuff. And I saw her struggling with, like, you know, the lady, she was, I think she had a walker, and they had all their luggage. So the dude that dropped them off didn't help. I don't know if he was just a driver or Uber or what. But as I'm walking toward them, I see, like, her, like, struggling and trying to get her mommy or whoever the lady was. So I stopped. You know, I'm, like, on my way to a meeting. I was like, I can stand here with her if you want me to until you get everything in. I had on, like, my safety vest, hard hat and stuff, so she knew I was, like, you know, wasn't just somebody random. She was like, oh, yeah, thank you. So there was some family sitting on the bench, so I asked the father. I said, excuse me, sir, could you get up and let this, you know, lady sit down? He was like, yeah. So she sat down. Went in there and got, she had a bottle of water that was empty. So I went inside to the water fountain, gave her the water, gave it, because it was hot. You know, nice. Hot outside and stuff.
This guy's a nice guy.
Man, I ain't this lady was 178 years old. Like, she was old, old. So then by the time the other, the younger lady comes back, when I say younger, she was probably in her mid-30s, like, or, you know, maybe mid, probably mid to late 30s. So by the time she comes back and she's like, oh, you know, she was like real concerned, like thick accent. Oh, where's, where? I was like, oh no, she's sitting right there and, you know, she's fine. She was like talking, and I think they were Italian or something. Anyway, she was talking and they were talking back and forth and she points at me. She was like, you got her water? Like, the woman almost started crying.
Man, because folks.
Well, I'm like, it was hot that day.
Yeah.
I'm like, you ain't got no choice on this side of the airport. This lady is right here, dead smack in the sun. I don't know what y'all did to get to this point. But I'm like, even somebody like that, I don't even know this woman. And this man is a good chance he done raised you and you done left him to die. Go to hell.
Go to hell. That brings up something else I have to mention. Also, them Alaska Airlines doors.
Oh, somebody
off.
Just brought.
Yes. I forgot all about that.
Who brought that up?
Shay, look, man.
Now that somebody giving a benefit of the doubt, is it possible she left and got injured and didn't come back? Now she just left that man in there to die.
Who they? They talking about the Airbnb?
Yeah, Airbnb.
Man, get out of here.
That's a good-hearted person that said that.
Yeah, I mean, the house was
a car hit. She was like, no, maybe the woman got hurt. Nah. I understand what you did there, but no. Nah.
That house was destroyed, and this man was just in the rubble.
Yeah, I was, before you jump to that, let me get this out of my chest real quick. So, as y'all know, like, this is going to cause an argument. Me and Angel's podcast, a lot of times they'll put up clips up of us, like, talking about certain things. And I realize I can't go over there. I've been trying to engage with people more, like, on social media, because I'm trying to take this thing serious. I realize I can't go over there and engage. Because everybody is entitled to their own opinion, no matter how stupid it may be.
It is. They are. They are.
And I was like, because people would just take something and fly out, way off with it. Like, just go so far left field. This is like, how did you come to that conclusion? But I realized everybody ain't right. Everybody ain't healthy. Everybody ain't, don't mean well. Some people are just out there to cause issues and be an issue. And I get that. But I understand you take a clip of something somebody said and put it on and they just run wild with it. I'm like, okay, so my work is already done on that front. We did the podcast. It's been posted. We did the ads. That's just to draw people to the podcast. So let me not put more effort into that, because there's always just so many just people that just say the dumbest shit.
Oh, yeah, bro.
It's like.
That's entertainment.
The reason it's so hard for me. It's not hard for me because I just won't go over there and look at it, but I don't understand it. I can't think of a time I've ever went on anything and watched something that I didn't like and feel the need to comment negatively on it. Like, anything. I just go to the next thing. Like, I don't let it. So for somebody to take something that clips that, you know, something I said, I don't know, 6 months ago, maybe even almost a year ago, and they put so much into it. It's like, why are you,
Is it Twitter that you have to have an account to comment?
I don't know.
It's one of those platforms. But to your point,
If
I have a complaint and I don't like it, I say it to myself, like, oh, the old dumb ass up.
Yeah.
And I swipe to the next thing. I don't ever comment. And then it's like, oh, you have to create an account. Oh, let me create. Oh, that name's taken. Oh, let me create another name. Oh, that name's taken. Hold on.
Put a dollar sign behind it.
There we go. Oh, I'm going to tell these mother what it is. There we go.
Yeah. First of all, you need to. Really? That's what you spending your time doing?
Oh, you didn't wash your chicken? Oh, okay. This is what I'm going to.
Yeah, that's why you're nasty. You and probably your didn't
watch your children last
and you
night.
Probably even a mean person, and you steal from elderly people. What?
Like, you're probably fighting with Tank every day after the show. Anyway.
Y'all don't even get alone, and your wives are sleeping together. Like,
hold up. Hold up. Yeah. Hold on, let me get, I got another. No, I ain't got it.
You know, no, we there now, Goose. Say it.
They gonna clip that.
I told you they wives sleeping.
Dang, so much is going on right now because that clip of Method Man saying that about Kanye West. He was like, now listen. He was like, now I'm gonna say, F you, Kanye. I don't like Kanye. F that. Blase, blase. He was like, now watch them take that clip and throw it out there, and it's going to blow up. He's like, but I love Kanye.
Uh-huh.
Me and Kanye cool. Whatever, whatever. So he posts this. I mean, literally, somebody grabbed that clip, and it served it to me. And I was like, man, what Method Man talking about?
Yeah, because he don't be dissing nobody.
So I go look up the real video, what he says, and I'm like, dang, they literally grabbed what he just said, and he said they're gonna do it, and they did it. Yeah. I want to say this before I forget, because you were talking about the lady sitting down. The older lady was needed a seat, somebody to get up. So I also want to get this off my chest too. Me and my wife was traveling from. We were coming back to LA, and we got on the train in Atlanta, and she had the baby. The stroller, McKinley, and we had bags or whatever. Get on the train. Everybody's want to sit on the back of the train where the elderly, handicapped, and children. Right there
for them.
So we get on the train. As soon as we get on the train, there's two women and a man sitting down. Y'all, I don't care where we are, what's happening, how old I am, whatever the situation is. Especially if I'm with my wife and children or my mother and there's a seat there and you're a man, I am going to approach you. Like there's no instance where I wouldn't do it.
Right.
I'm going to say something like, hey, bro, you need, like, excuse me. Can you give him the seat? I'm going to say something. As soon as we get on, the lady in the middle gets up and gives her seat to Mel. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, I don't have to say anything.
Right.
Then I realized, I'm like, that's a dude right here. So we're on the train or whatever, and I'm just staring at him the whole time, just like, I'm not breaking focus on this dude. I'm just looking at him. Me and Mel get up, get off the train, and Mel usually has nothing to say. I overreact.
Yeah.
Mel get off. What's up with that dude? How he just gonna, I mean, the guy looked.
Let the woman get up and him not get up.
And you watch, and you just sit there and watch this. Man, that's something that gets under my skin so much. If you see a woman standing, you supposed to get up and she's supposed to sit down. Period. That's it. Now, if she says no thank you, then you sit back down. Especially if you see a woman with a child that she's carrying. You need to get up. If you see an elderly woman, you need to get up.
I get up for women carrying children and elderly.
Yeah.
Younger women, y'all can kiss my ass. I'm not getting up.
It depends.
If Kennedy get on there, I'm not, hey, you want to sit in my? Nah, her knees is better than mine. But even if it, I've gotten up for, if I, it was a guy, a man holding a child, and I got up for him, because I'm like, you got luggage, you by yourself, and I'm like, hey, man.
You could
see.
Fall on this train. You right, got to hold
maybe
on
get injured,
stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, what's the issue? But anyway, I had to get that off my chest, too. So if you ever see, if you want to get me riled up, that's. I'm,
keep your seat when Goose is around. Yeah.
And I'm going to disrespect you, though. I'm like, oh, punk ass. Yeah. Yeah. All get right, you stay rail. Seated. Ooh, see, I almost messed up. I bet.
Are you done turned over new leaf this year?
Yeah, I done turned over.
I did.
Now.
My leaf is right there.
I done turned over a new leaf because I understand my boundaries. I know where they are.
Yeah. And so, with your, yeah.
Yeah. I get up, man.
Yeah, get your ass up. Just real quick, y'all.
Punk.
This is my fault. And I'm going to tell him and explain why I text Goose this morning. And I said, hey, I'm wearing a cream flannel, a gray shirt,
no,
and jeans.
See. Did you say flannel?
Yeah, I said flannel.
Oh, you did say flannel.
Fast forward, later on this morning, Goose walk in. I didn't have my flannel on because I was moving stuff around because the punk ass people ain't going to move our stuff after the flood. Anyway. So he walked in. I said, I'd be damn, Goose. He was like, what? I said, I told you I was wearing a cream flannel. He said, this ain't cream. I said, it is cream.
It ain't. This is black and white, but it's a flannel. So there we go.
But the reason it's my fault is I know this is more his style. Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't wore flannels in a long, long time, but I seen three that I really, really like, so I bought them. But this is definitely his style. But I did warn him, and he damn near, only thing he did was take some black stripes and swipe across. If I replaced my stripes on mine with black, we would have on the same shirt.
But I took my shirt off. I took the jacket off, and he insisted that I wear the jacket because I was cold, and he didn't want me being cold.
I care. And I appreciate that. I don't want him to get sick, and we ain't have to get to record next week.
Yeah.
Why you ask me if I was sick?
I saw a clip of you and Angel, and you was like,
mid last year. That was one of the clips I was talking about.
Oh.
So I'm like, basically, I was just explaining how, in the whole episode, I was explaining how when, you know, one of our kids sign up for something, make sure they see it all the way through and they just don't quit just because they don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But you got people throwing relationships in there. You got people, no, black people need to learn if they in an uncomfortable place, they can just leave and be jobless, dumbass.
Yeah.
Like, that's like that type of stuff. I'm just like, watch the entirety of something before you go comment, or don't comment. Like,
all I saw was you wiping your nose.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, damn.
Was that around the tour? I don't know when it was, but that was definitely sick.
Mm. Well, since we talking about being sick, this guy attacking this judge, and they wrapped him up in all type of stuff. I know
see
this.
That?
I know this dude's sick.
They bubble wrapped that dude,
man. So this judge, y'all seen it? Hands cuffed, bags over his hands. I know y'all seen this video. This guy, I don't know how he got around his table, whatever space between him and the bailiff, then was able to go airborne and get this lady. Also, this lady reacted
slow
as a snail.
You seen what was about to happen. By the look on your face, you know what was happening.
She didn't even get to like push up out her chest.
She said, oh. 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 Oh, here he is. You see, look, her eyes caught him as he was
Oh, man. And he was like, got your ass now. And he talking, you know, back there.
Yep, 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 yep. Just give me good mother. Show your pocket. Yep. I'm going to tell you how bad
that came from. That came right before. He was like, Your Honor, I haven't done any crimes lately. My record is impeccable.
I don't care. 8 years.
He
Hold on, he did it for real? You saw it?
Yes.
Oh, I got to go find it.
Man, he was telling her, he was like, Your Honor, I feel like I've been an outstanding citizen, and I've noticed my patterns, and I've understand that I need to change, and I'm changing. I am changing, and I don't think I deserve a harsh penalty. I mean, this man is talking like this. He's like, look, and if I was the bailiff, and if I was anybody in that court, I'd have been like, oh, this dude, he good.
Give him a third, fourth chance.
And that's what he did.
Everybody was relaxed.
Man, that's what, in his back of his head, he's like, oh, I'm about to attack this
boy. He said, this is chess, not chess.
So she was like, but she tried to play him, though. She was talking that shit.
Was she?
Because she was like, oh, I understand, but because he said something, I feel like this, right? So she was like, well, I think you need to feel something else. And I'm not gonna, and that's that comment right there. I bet you was like,
Mr. Hyde came right out of
boy, that dude, he can block some field goals. I bet you.
I didn't know any of this about any of this. Only thing I saw is something came across my feed that says, I'm diving into 2024 like this. And it just showed him leaping over the thing. I sent it to a few people like, oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
And then like a day or two later, I was like, oh no, this happened recently.
Oh,
this
dude
went all the way off.
But all the way.
I'm going to tell you the worst part other than him attacking this judge, this lady. Mm. The dude that was standing beside her, dark hair,
yep,
has no hands.
At all.
This boy's hand, he should be embarrassed.
At all.
He was hitting with his wrist.
And he was behind her.
Late? Yeah, he was behind her.
Y'all, if
he
I
said,
was
ho,
dude,
ho, hey, hey, stop.
If I was that dude,
yeah,
and I was behind him.
Yeah, then he started talking noise. Yeah. That's how he was punching.
That dude, I would
have
grabbed his ribs. I'm like, okay, where he at? Okay.
Yeah, find his ribs. After the bailiff, and I don't know, I think it was like two cops in there or something. After they jumped in, that's when he started hitting like Mr. Burns.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, man, get out of here with this serious suit on.
Then the other dude was looking underneath. He was like, is she okay? She all right? He didn't even cross the podium. He was just like, is she okay? She's all right? I bet you that lady, she looked old. She was probably
that wasn't cool.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Judge Judy said she don't. Look, before I get to Judge Judy, I didn't see. Well, you saw the whole courtroom.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't see all that because I'm like, I've been in like on jury duties and stuff. Even in civil court, it's like, how do you get that boy need to jump in the Olympics? Because usually the podiums, you know, with the bench for the judge is like very high.
Oh, yeah.
Purposefully to look down on people and to have authority in the room. And somehow he didn't touch none of that.
Dude got up. That adrenaline, pumping.
Oh, yeah, when she kept talking.
Whew.
Yeah, he kept talking.
The table was at least 3 feet wide, man. And he was in the middle of it. So he had to go around it or clear it. Then, yeah. But his whole setup, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. It was his. It worked.
Guys, I'm so innocent. There's no, I'm telling you, there's no way this is possible. And they were like, oh, this dude, like you said, he just sat back. Ah.
Yeah, and that's they, like NBA. They weren't ready. They're like, nah, I'm cool. Nah, I'm good. Start charging. Judge Judy, she was like, I don't understand how he got that far without getting shot, which I think is a messed up statement, especially coming from a white woman. But two, for him to get that far without a bailiff doing anything, the bailiff shouldn't have to shoot nobody in court. You know they ain't got no weapon on them.
True.
No, nothing sharp, nothing at all. They in custody. Depending on what they're in there for, they may already be handcuffed. It's like, come on, to shoot somebody?
You're also in court. You might shoot somebody else. Like
exactly. There's more than one. He messed around, missed his shot and hit the judge or hit a lawyer or attorney.
Yeah. How tall you think Draymond Green is?
I would think he's got to be like 6'8", right?
6'8".
He's 6'8"?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a big dude. Like, he's
You wouldn't miss him,
gotta,
though.
No, he's a big dude. He's okay. Got to be 6'8", 6'9". That dude is – he's big.
Just so walking in just in the public, average, like in a mall perhaps,
mm-hmm.
You spy him like a sore thumb.
Yeah, you spot him.
At 6'8".
Because I'm trying to think. I've seen him stand next to – Kevin Durant, ain't he like 7-something?
I think
he ain't that much shorter than Kevin. I mean, he's shorter, of course, but
okay.
It ain't no big, big difference.
So my point is, if you see these guys out in the public, they're going to stick out like a sore thumb.
And that dude ain't skinny at all.
You're going to be like, who is that?
Yeah.
All right. I'm saying that because Miami.
I forgot all about that.
They're shooting, they're claiming that there were 7 foot, 8 foot, 9 foot, 10 foot aliens at the mall running around.
Why at the mall?
They were trying to get their drip. They saw my flannel and was like, hey,
yeah, that boy goofy fresh. Buy,
let me go get my drip like this, young.
What?
But they were translucent aliens, like. They were opaque. You could see through them.
Yeah.
Right? So people are claiming that the aliens were running towards them, disappearing, then reappearing closer to them. And they also said that that's why the police department, you know, I ain't even tell you the whole story. So there was a call to the police, Miami police
Veronica
department.
Veronica said her daughter said she thought about you. When they reported about the aliens.
Yeah, well, you know where I'm coming from. All right. So in Miami, some mall near the airport, there was a call saying kids are fighting with fireworks, sticks, and they're just like, they're fighting. Yeah. And they called it in, when they called it in, they said it was an active shooter. So that might be the reason why the police department showed up like 200 deep. I'm talking about the cars, 200 deep, lined up across this mall.
Because I think sometimes they play the recording of what the person said to the cops, and if they hear pop, pop, pop in the background.
Okay.
I would assume that's why they all showed up.
Yeah. It was still a lot of folk.
Yeah.
But then they shut down the airport. Then they had the Black Hawk helicopters out searching, like with lights, searching the area. And they're saying, like, why is this happening just for kids with fireworks? What's the bigger situation? And the bigger situation, y'all, we had aliens amongst us. Hey.
Hey, they heard about that sale at the Gap and was like, hey, I got to make something happen. Big and tall section done opened up in Macy's, and I can't find no pants.
That's what I'm saying. I'm all for questioning any and everything. But my thing is, there's no video of these creatures, okay? Draymond Green.
What's the new dude? Webby?
That long lanky.
That real long lanky dude.
Man, he's like 7'5".
Yeah, you see him walking through. The black leotard. Just.
Oh, man. These guys are huge.
Him and Kevin Durant.
Yeah. Running and disappearing. Running and disappearing. Hey. You ain't going to tell me something, and I ain't going to question it. But I have to question. Yes, I'm questioning this. Why isn't there any video of the kids shooting fireworks in the mall? All those cameras. There's like. See, that's what it is. Okay, there's no videos of the kids shooting fireworks in the mall. So was there really kids shooting fireworks in the mall? Or was that the story they said? To cover up for the aliens.
Yeah, you trying to lean back.
That's what I'm saying. Which one? Which one should we believe? But anyway, and then on top of that, they started showing videos of these objects in the sky, lighting up the sky, flying around, swooping around. I think they're just regular drones or whatever, but you know, you don't know, right? And then in Brazil, same time, in Brazil, they show these objects falling out of the sky during storms, like Dragon Ball Z fireballs. Vegeta and Goku, they done landed on Earth. They probably gonna start fighting tomorrow, you know.
You know, they be messing planets up. We don't need to fight.
Can you imagine? Oh, man. If I see some like that, I'm going up to him. Hey, bro, I need some of this.
Let me train with you, Playboy. Let me get a couple sets in with you.
Where these Dragon Balls at, man? I got to be able to do that. Shit. But craziness is happening. I'm saying all of this because, man, the internet and technology now, you can create whatever you want to create and put it out there, and it becomes truth to somebody. Somebody's going to believe it. There's another video with this guy filming the moon. And right next to the moon is like this face. It's a stone face. And he's like, look, this is not altered. Look, me and my family are out here. So he pans to his family. Then they all like, oh, what's that? Is that a face? And then he pans back up. And it's a face right next to the moon. Literally, y'all, it's a face next to the moon. And you just start thinking like, dang, we're not going to be able to determine what's true and what's fake by 2025. I mean, any and everything is just going to be what it is. And you're going to have to believe it or not believe it. And it's not going to, this shit is crazy. It's crazy. I'm just saying it's crazy. Draymond Green size aliens were at the mall. Disappearing.
Now, this is at 8 feet tall. You gotta go Kevin Durant.
What's his name? Mutombo.
Yeah. Mutombo and the new dude.
And what's his name? The Japanese. Was he Japanese?
Oh, Yao Ming.
Yao Ming. Size. Just
walking in Nordstrom.
Just talking about.
Yeah. Threads.
They just appeared, though, man.
Why is it always at night is my thing. It's like scary movies. Like, you got the monsters. How come monsters don't come out in during the day? That's true.
Like, what's...
You know, somebody got a haunted house and a ghost chasing them. Ghosts don't go outside. You know, they always run out the house. How you know he ain't going to run past the front door through the...
I don't know what that is.
The street. It's always like the ghost can't leave the house. Why?
That's why they came up with zombies.
Yeah.
So they walk all crazy during the day.
Yeah, that wasn't even scary to them 28 day later zombies.
Them man.
Critters.
Oh, yeah. World War Z.
Yeah, them too.
It'd have been over.
World War Z looked like CGI, though. Them 28 day later zombies.
Oh, I ain't seen that.
You ain't seen 28 days later? Mm-mm.
Oh, I have.
Yeah.
That's when they went to the airport and they had to get off they had to get onto the plane to get off.
I think so.
Yeah, and they were like,
because it's 28 days and then 28 months, the second one?
Because it was a Asian lady, a black guy.
Sound like you starting a joke off that's racist.
Nah. They were all sitting in the tub. But yeah, those zombies that can run, that's scary.
Yeah.
There was something else.
Walking Dead zombies? I'll survive that. I ain't worried about that at all.
Yeah, I'll be out there having fun. Oh, just tell them to come on. What you got? What you got to do, Bruce? Boy, I bought this samurai sword.
Look at the check out this bazooka. Boy, I picked this up down the street.
I be running circles around them. Anyway, Yao Ming, Mutombo size aliens. I really don't understand why and how there's never just video of any of these situations. Obvious, like, videos. And you're at a mall. There should be
Yeah, it's cameras all over the mall.
At least 100 bystanders with the video of this happening. Ain't nobody seeing this and just completely running off. In these days and times, we could see a lion in the mall. People would, y'all see this lion?
Yeah, you could see a big-ass dog or small dog walking through the mall. It's going to be video.
Y'all going to video it. Come on. Yeah. All right. But I'm going to tell y'all this, though. If I see something, you best believe. See, if I post something, I believe people believe it.
As long as you don't do that little shaky, grainy video. Like, well, how's all these things recorded with Nokia phones? From like 1998.
I don't know.
But all the video would be every phone that in existence right now got an impeccable like Nikon Canon level camera on it. Why is all these videos always shaky and grainy? Why couldn't you record on portrait mode?
I don't know.
Oh, does that phone have portrait mode on video?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got landscape, portrait.
I know on the Samsung I got portrait video.
Oh.
While you on video, it does a portrait like quality.
Oh no, I'm thinking portrait.
But regardless, every phone got an excellent camera. Photo. Why all of a sudden when they post these videos?
Because the energy waves from the aliens disrupt the
gamma rays.
Yes.
The gamma rays distorts the video.
Yep. And then that's what caused the power to go out, which causes the internet. Because
it's always
a
power outage.
Yeah. They bring all that. And then you know how Goku and Gohan and Vegeta, when they power up.
Yeah, Piccolo.
Woo.
Gangster.
When they power up, it takes all the energy from the earth, man. Yeah, man. Anyway, moving on. Fun fact, you all. Did you know the purpose of bubble wrap? Did you know?
The original purpose.
The original purpose of bubble wrap. It was wallpaper, y'all. Bubble wrap was wallpaper. Don't y'all know that wouldn't have worked at all? I don't know how other ethnicities do it, but when I grab bubble wrap, I have to pop every single thing, bubble there is. If you put that on the wall, all of that, it'll just be crazy
black
in the house.
Black folk going black folk.
Pop, 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 pop.
Kid.
Stop all the noise. Over there. Pop, pop, pop. One more, Dad. Pop. You'll be popping the hell out the wall.
I'll tell you what, mine will start off like strategic. Like, I'm going to pop here. I'm going to write my name in it. Pop, 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 pop.
Man.
Let me see if I can make a picture. Pop, pop, pop. And then the third wall is just going to be tore all the hell. Just slamming my body against it.
Man, wall, that's crazy. I would never have thought.
Where'd that come from? Why are we talking?
It was just a random thing that came on my Instagram feed. I ain't even fact checked it, but I can believe it. And you should too, just like you believe the aliens in Miami. All right, moving on. The big story of the week or the past week or whatever was this man, Cat Williams, going in on his colleagues. And it was a spectacular performance and promotion. I'm not going to call it a stunt, but could be a stunt that he put on. Because whatever special he has going, whatever city he goes to now, everybody's going to go to it.
Oh, absolutely. He, he definitely unloaded. He had a lot of stuff on his heart.
Mm-hmm.
regardless of how true or false it may be, he knew it would be entertaining. Shannon Sharp, although he may have been a little nervous during the episode, he's glad that he did that episode. I can tell you that because it's...
You see all them views?
It had, by the time I watched it, what's today? Today's Wednesday. I watched it Saturday or Sunday. It had, by then it had 30 million.
Oh, I ain't even see it. I was at like 15.
No, it has like 40 million now.
Dang.
Or it may even be more than that by now. But a lot of people was like, how you gonna have a thing longer than The Color Purple? It outdid all the movies, Armageddon, everything. Malcolm X.
People like, and I like it too. Yeah. I like people drama. Like,
yeah, the drama. Just like you were saying about the, you know, people want to believe stuff.
Mm.
At that point, if he's throwing dirt or shade or whatever he's doing or seems like or is exposing somebody, whether it's true or not, somebody's going to believe it. It don't matter what he says at that point. People are going to believe it. So enough people will believe it anyway.
Now, I don't care what anybody say. That wasn't Steve Harvey's real hair.
Oh, I said that a long time ago. It's a bunch of celebrities.
All right, that's
a bunch of celebrities I've seen back in the day. I was like, that ain't they hair. That ain't no real hair.
We got
right
to
there.
Agree to that. And then Steve Harvey talking about he was getting his hair cut four times a week.
Now, I will say this. If it's multiple pieces, they may have to put that thing on and shape it up.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I understand. Yeah, you got.
But I don't know if he said like $6,000 a week. I think you sent me.
Yeah, he was paying
$6,000 a week.
$1,500 a haircut.
Yeah. I don't know about that. Just from being around individuals, I don't know nobody putting on a high top fade, but. Angel, she can't just throw a wig on and walk out the door. She got to
adjust.
Do things to it and custom hair and all that crap. They do it. So I don't know.
But why when certain situations like R. Kelly, everybody was like, ooh, R. Kelly, we know he got these girls. He's doing this to them girls, blase, blase. We know things to be true. Right, but we don't want to believe it. And then when it comes out to be true, it's like we still don't want to believe the facts of the matter.
Yeah.
Perfect example is his hair. We all knew his hair was fake.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't no shit.
Yeah, I don't think anybody really cared, though.
I don't think
people cared enough. But I thought you was going even deeper than that. Like, you brought up the R. Kelly thing, how people fought and didn't believe the whole Bill Cosby thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then people get mad anytime you throw Michael Jackson. He's the forbidden fruit. You can't put his name in those things, even though he was accused for decades and decades and decades.
When we were kids.
Everybody's lying?
Yeah. Yeah.
With me, when it comes to children, I don't care if it's one or 50. I'm going to look at you the same.
Yeah.
And every people are like, I can't believe you said that about my. I'll say it again and again.
Yeah. If you.
It's like everybody ain't lying.
Yeah. But even, let's say, even if the man didn't do what people are accusing him of, you have to admit a grown man having children at his home without their parents spending the night. It's weird.
If he had kids, I get it. You got kids. Yeah. They spending time with you. But they ain't there because of your
That's
kids.
What
Even
I'm saying.
If he had kids, they there for you.
Yeah.
That's a problem. I don't give a damn. Kiss my ass. I don't care how you feel. Unfollow. Don't watch. You delusional. That's like protecting your uncle that you can't trust kids around. Well, you know, Uncle Jimmy. You know, he's just don't go be alone with him. No, he a problem.
Yes. And that's all I be wanting people. And that's how I'm looking at the Cat Williams situation. The man just spoke on things that needed to be spoke on, as, you know, Steve Harvey hating on Bernie Mac. Now, other comedians and other celebrities have admitted that he did hate on the man. If you speak in facts. Hey, you know, I ain't even gonna get into all that. I think Cat Williams just did a superb job in promoting himself, and he's about to get paid from it. I don't think this man ever ran a 4-2 or 4-1.
No,
you're not doing that.
Just because, go ahead. I'll let you. My bad.
You are a good. He's a good comedian.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't see him as a movie star. You're not. What movies? Is there any memorable movies you know him in other than Friday?
He did Friday. He did. what's that movie with Tracy Morgan and Ice Cube? There was like robbing a church. Mm. And he was like in the choir. He had like a real, role was funny. This is what I'll say about, this is what I'll say about anybody when it comes to acting.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know who's got what kind of talent if the people doing the movie don't let it be exposed. Mm. Like I remember hearing Jamie Foxx talk about when he was in one of the Spider-Man movies. He was like, they didn't let me do what I really wanted to do to make this like a believable character. Mm-hmm. Cause you got to go by their lead. Like Cat Williams was in, did you ever watch Atlanta?
Yeah, I watched some.
So he was in a few episodes, Alligator Man or something mm-hmm. like that, where he was believable as that crazy person. I don't know if he was on drugs. I don't remember what it was, but he was believable as that person.
Mm-hmm.
So I ain't going to say, I don't know. I don't, like you're right, I don't really see him as a movie star, but I'm not going to say he's not able to do it.
Oh, I believe he's able to do it.
Because people can surprise you and transform into First Sunday. That was the movie. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, y'all. The movie First Sunday. But speaking, this is the thing that I saw because I was just curious of like trying to get some background on all the stuff he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
People want to believe, if they want to believe something about you, they're going to believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Simple as that. Even if what he was talking about, let's say 50% of it was true.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that are going to think everything that came out that man's mouth is absolutely 100% facts.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he exposed anything to anybody that didn't want to believe what he said, want to already believe it.
I believe that.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This is like, I can't tell you how much was true, how much was false. A lot of it was his truth, his perspective,
mm-hmm.
which... You know, you have his perspective, somebody else's perspective, and the truth in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Who's more right? Who knows? But, yeah, just people, I don't know. I don't even place judgment. I'm just like, hey, it was entertaining. He got his points across and his mission accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got nothing to say on none of them.
I got more to say.
Go ahead and say it.
This man said about all those sexual acts.
You got to tell Puffy no. You got to say tell him no. His virgin hole.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about the R. Kelly's and Bill Cosby's and all that. We know this stuff happens. This man is telling you again. Mm-hmm. This has happened to me. With he's saying it, then other actors have come out and said, oh, yeah, I've been pulled to the side. They done tried that, and other. But then people act like the man is lying or coming up some type of bull. But this is, I take it as truth because one, I know men, when men are in power, they do the dirtiest and the most scandalous stuff, man. So I can only imagine him and any other actor trying to get a role, and this pervert or this guy wants them to do stuff.
It's on top.
Yeah.
To like bait them into doing it. Yeah.
You know.
Now it's been two different occasions where I've seen some fishy stuff, and I'm like, I ain't trying to be a part of that. It was one, so... this dude, I ain't gonna say what industry he was in, but mm-hmm. he's very talented in that industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I only knew him because he was talking to somebody else we know, so we were all like, we just knew him, and I knew he was leaving town, and he was like, hey, I'm about to go over to this event with these people,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, these people that he was going with is like tip top of
upper
the
echelon,
thing. upper echelon.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Tank, you want to roll with me? Now, I'm thinking this is your last night in town.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of spending that time with her, the person who, the only reason I know you
mm-hmm.
at this event, and taking her, why are you inviting me to go?
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm good. Yeah. It's like, because that just didn't even, so I'm like, that, no.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have to see nothing that I got to keep a secret. You know what I'm saying? Deuces. I'm out.
He said, I don't keep my virgin. Yeah. Dang. That's what I'm saying. It's, I appreciate what he said, and I love the entertainment. There's two more things I have some problems with, though. It's him and Ludacris being in competition with this Fast and Furious situation. I cannot see this man playing in Fast and Furious in any, not in the Ludacris role. Not I probably can't see it because of all these movies and Ludacris has solidified himself as this person. Yeah. But just in pictures of Fast and Furious, you see Cat Williams on the front with them guys. I just don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see that either.
It could be true, but I just can't see it.
Like I said, them stories and all that. The other problem with all the stuff he was saying, there's a lot of people out there that believe to get to the upper echelon, you have to lean over into that world, which I also don't think is true.
Nah.
Like a lot of this stuff, getting roles and opportunities is just relationship based, having a good relationship with the right people.
Yeah.
That's we had a friend, our friend Wendell that passed away. He was told by a director or either told by the director or the director's friend why he didn't get a role. Mm. And basically he was told him because my friend auditioned for this and I didn't want him to watch somebody better than him every week on TV.
Dang.
That's why he didn't get the role. You know what I'm saying? So it literally just be relationship based, like a lot of this stuff. But some of it, you got the
Epsteins,
the Weinsteins, and
yes,
apparently, allegedly the Diddies and and whoever else.
Yeah, I'm sure that happens. I mean, that comes with the territory, unfortunately. There was one more thing he said that I was like, this is wild. Him running that 40, that was one.
Mm-hmm.
Him being in this Ludacris situation, Fast and Furious.
Somebody here said, and
then something else.
Your unnatural alliance to lose. He was just,
man.
He was on one.
Oh, the last thing I wanted to say. Me and my friends, his truth is his truth. This man, we were on Peter Street in Atlanta, Georgia. The rapper, was leaving out of either, I think it was 255. She was leaving out of one of those places, but Cat Williams was around her or with her. We were across the street, and we were like, damn, that Cat Williams over there. All right. This man, cars flying by, noise all over the place. Somehow he heard us. I don't know what that was.
Oh, it might have been my phone. Sorry.
I'm like, damn, we got a doorbell. I don't know what it was, but this man heard us, right? He comes. He runs across Peter Street to the other side, right? Shirtless. Yes. He's like this. What's up, man? What's up, y'all? Dapper was like, "Cat, what's up? Why?" He's like, "Man, this, that, another. What's up? I heard my name. This, that, another." He hyped.
Really?
Right? I forgot this happened to my partner. Reminded me. We just dapped him up. Love you, man. Big fan. Blah, blah. He's like, "All right." And he just took right back off across the street. I've been around guys that smoke weed all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
This man gives off the impression that he has done more than just marijuana. Mm. That's all I'm saying. Now, I don't know what you can add to your marijuana. I don't know if alcohol and then marijuana gives you this boost.
I ain't seen
might
no
be Adderall or something. But anyway,
him
saying he's never done any other drugs other than cigarettes and weed, I was like, But anyway.
I ain't never met him. I seen him.
That dude
was on the NBC lot when I was an engineer for the owners that own those properties. So I'm in my little golf cart going from property to property. And he stepped outside of one of the offices. I was like, shit, that's Cat Williams. So I threw my hand up. He gave me the head. How you doing, brother? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
That's what I heard in the headline. I said, all right. I just kept going.
But, yeah. I ain't got nothing
all right, yeah.
bad to say about this man. I appreciate what he did, and I'm quite sure he's about to benefit from that interview all day.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't clap back at him. Like, hey.
Stop spreading. Don't tell the real. Don't tell the truth. One more thing. I don't think comedians – well, I do think comedians do steal jokes from each other, but sometimes I think it's like listening to the same type of genre of music, mm-hmm. and you do things impulsively. Like, you hear the same jokes over and over again, and you just create your own way of saying a joke. You know what I'm saying? So – the stealing of the joke is, to me, like a rapper saying, hey, I got it out the mud. And then another one say, I got it out the mud, but I did this and that. Yeah. And then another one, I got it out the mud. Everybody's saying the same thing.
Speaking of music, like back in the day, me and my boys, we used to write rap all the time. And I had a tablet with, all my stuff written down. And I remember one of the Rough Riders compilations came out, and Drag On had about 8 to 16 bars. Verbatim of what I wrote down, like months and months before I heard before that even came out. I'm like, I know he ain't seen this. I definitely didn't get it from him.
Yeah,
because we pretty much don't even have the same style. But I'm like, that kind of stuff I can't see happening. And then a lot of famous comedians, people write for them.
Like, that's true.
There
too.
Was somebody, I can't remember who it was. It was like, they, I have some people that, punch up jokes for me or write, they mm-hmm. might punch up a joke or write a couple of jokes for me, and they get it from them, and that person took it, and you don't know it. You ain't doing it on purpose, but him and the Cedric, I don't know. Cedric said he's been doing that joke for however long. Cat Williams said, nope, he saw me do it first. Who knows? I don't know, but.
What's that man, Waka Flocka, says it's all about who markets the best. So Waka Flocka, obviously, he's not a lyrical rapper at all.
Right, but the marketing was impeccable.
But he's bigger than most rappers there is. But his marketing put him in his position. So if I steal your joke and I blow up, you should have did better with your joke.
You can't patent them, unfortunately.
And if you got a problem with it, you know where to find me. You feel me?
Goose, go on, let them know where they can find you.
You can find me at GOOLZBY on Instagram, Building with Goose on YouTube. And you can check my wife out on YouTube as well, Underreported. And on TikTok, I'm a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer, but on TikTok.
Absolutely. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Hand on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus Hand on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com and check that out. And if you're watching, you can listen to this across pretty much anywhere you can listen to podcasts. And if you're listening, you can watch this on YouTube, Tanksley TV, Let Us Tell It Podcast. Till next time, we'll holler back at y'all, fam.
You. Yeah.